now time for the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths in an endeavor to answer your questions and letters. Our subject for this program is The Last Days, an understanding of the Bible's teaching of the resurrection of the dead reveals the true love of God for all men. The letter which we have received presents an interesting question, and it reads, Dear Frank and Ernest, may I impose on your time to answer a question? My mother has been told that the Bible speaks of the time of the end and that we are now living in that time. And she believes this and is very nervous and fearful because she thinks each day may be the last, and then the earth will be burned up. Because of your answers to other questions having appealed to me, may I ask, are we living in the time of the end of this earth? But first let me tell our listeners that this frank and earnest broadcast is heard internationally and brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with many Bible study groups and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. And now, back to our letter. How will you answer this young man, Ed?
We are living in a time of uncertainty when the hearts of many people are filled with fear with respect to the present events. Actually, however, in the Bible, the time of the end is associated with the coming of the most blessed time of peace and joy this earth has ever witnessed. It is by taking expressions such as this one out of their setting that has caused difficulty.
But, Ed, the time of the end is the time of the end, is it not? How could there be blessings for the people when everything has come to an end?
Well, Russell, the prophetic time of the end is not the end of time, nor does it imply the destruction of the earth nor of the human race. The Bible says that the earth abideth forever. It is only dark age theology that teaches the destruction of our planet.
Are you sure of that, Ed?
Indeed I am, Russell. The expression time of the end is used by the prophet Daniel in the 12th chapter of his prophecy. To Daniel it meant the time when his people, the Lord's people, would be delivered from their enemies, and that there would be an end to their oppression.
In other words, the prophet Daniel said the time would come bringing an end of suffering for the righteous, and not the end of the human race as a whole, nor of the planet Earth?
That's a very good way of stating it. In the 25th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, we're given a description of the kingdom of Christ and its blessings to man. In this kingdom, which will be established in the earth, death will be destroyed, tears will be wiped away. So you see, the time of the end denotes the end of everything which is out of harmony with God's laws of righteousness, and therefore everything which has contributed to human unhappiness.
In that case, Ed, I presume we should welcome any evidence that the time of the end is near. The end of the present mess that is in the world, that is.
That's true. And this should give the young man and his mother hope for the future, not fear.
Upon that basis?
Well, Daniel prophesied that in the time of the end, there would be a great increase of knowledge and much running to and fro in the earth, that is, much travel.
You think, then, that this marvelous age of enlightenment and invention in which we live was foreseen by Daniel's prophecy.
Undoubtedly, that is true, Russell.
But, Ed, thus far, man's inventions seem to be leading towards the destruction of the human race. Everything he invents seems to be tended toward that end. True, we are enjoying some advantages from the increase in knowledge, but what good is it all if in the end the entire race will be destroyed by bombs of one kind or another?
The Bible assures us, and very definitely, that man's foolishness and selfishness will not be permitted to bring about such a tragic situation. However, the prophet Daniel does reveal that this foretold increase of knowledge in the time of the end would, in the beginning, result in a time of trouble, and we're now witnessing this trouble, and so some hearts are fearful, such as this boy's mother.
But, Ed, you have said that in the time of the end, tears would be wiped away. Is that not true? And that death would be destroyed. Now you are saying that the time of the end is a time of trouble. Aren't you just a bit inconsistent?
Well, not really, Russell. Actually, the time of the end, when this social order will end in a time of trouble, is but an introduction to the millennial age of blessings to follow, when death will be destroyed, tears wiped away. Daniel mentions these blessings in his prophecy. He wrote that in the kingdom age, those who sleep in the dust of the earth would awake.
Very good, but what does that mean?
It's Daniel's way of describing the resurrection of the dead. The expression dust of the earth reminds us of the sentence of death imposed upon our first parents, Adam and Eve, when God said to them, "Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Daniel prophesies that when this sinful social order ends in trouble, a new age will bring blessings even to the resurrection of those who have died.
From that standpoint, I suppose we could say that all who are dead in their graves are in the dust of the earth. I know, of course, that the whole Christian world professes to believe in the resurrection of the dead, but do you realize, Ed, that it requires a great deal of faith to believe that the resurrection will really ever take place?
Indeed it does, Russell, but in fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy concerning the great increase of knowledge in this time of the end, the world has already witnessed much that a century ago would have been considered miraculous. For example, just think of the computers of today and their accomplishments.
You are right. Probably the prophet Daniel himself would have said that to fly through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, or to talk across the world, and to walk on the moon, and so many other things would never be possible. Yes, we have seen in our generation a great increase in knowledge.
And the interesting thing is that Daniel associates the resurrection of the dead with this marvelous increase of knowledge. He foretold that at that time, that is, the time when knowledge would be increased, when there would be a time of trouble, those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. There is, of course, a divine sequence in the outworking of these events. But the fact that we are already witnessing the fulfillment of part of the prophecy means that the remainder will follow without too much delay.
You know, Ed, I have concluded that the time of the end is a wonderful time in which to be living. Certainly, as someone has said, this generation in which we live is holding a rendezvous with destiny. I now can pray with understanding, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth even as it is in heaven." Thanks for explaining to us the true meaning of the time of the end.
The time of the end of this old order of things is to be followed by Christ's kingdom. Actually, this wonderful time, as the plan book shows, will usher in an eternity of happiness for the human race, during which all the willing and obedient will enjoy peace and health and fullness of life. And all these points are brought out clearly in the little book, God's Plan. Russell, will you tell our friends how they may obtain a copy of this enlightening little book free?
Yes, Ed, I will. I am convinced that the little book, God's Plan, is one that all of our friends should have. There is an old adage that the Bible is like a fiddle on which any tune can be played. The plan book shows that this is not true. It really is a key which opens to us the harmony of the Bible and the wonderful plan of salvation which the Bible contains. It tells us that Christianity has not failed. The good tidings of great joy announced by the angels when Jesus was born will yet be to all people. There will soon come universal and lasting peace on earth. There is hope for the unsaved dead. God will not torture unbelievers, and so forth. These are but a few of the reassuring facts substantiated in God's plan, and it will make the Bible a greater treasure to you than ever before. Ask now for this little book, God's Plan. Address your card or letter to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. May I repeat that address? It is Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Just ask for the plan book, and it will be mailed to you free. There is no obligation.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.